Hello. This is Jeffrey K. Harkrims. And these are all the same people who were here before. Now, there are various rituals that we're going to get into. You know the classic techniques. But Alyssa, the Shadow Chancellor, Skyped in from Sydney, I think.
Somewhere.
In Oz. Whatever. From her secret bunker, from her sunlit bunker. We would be remiss if we did not suggest to you in plain language that the Acquisitions Incorporated book that we put together with Wizards of the Coast may be an entirely unprecedented scenario.
I think it is.
It is a thick wedge of content, the sorts of stuff we get up to here on the game, up to and including job roles like documancer, occultant, hordes person, things of this nature.
We had a panel at PAX East about it that was extremely well moderated.
It was quite well moderated, and honestly, like after an hour, I felt like we were just finally like getting into it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I wonder why that is.
That's a keeper. There has to be a Kate every time.
Yay!
It's in my writer, Alyssa.
Yeah, there has to be a Kate.
There has to be a Kate. I'm sorry, Vitamin K. Now,
any Kate though.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
yeah.
But the main thing is that we actually have a pre-order for the book running on our store.
Yum, yum.
Including, should you pre-order from us, we also offer a Green Flame pin, something to consider. D&D Beyond, of course, a sponsor. It's never been easier, as my players are wont to say. And you can get 25% off a digital book with the code PAXEAST2019. Or 2019, excuse me, or PAX East 19. See, that's not my fault. PAX East 19. But
try all of those. One of them will probably
one of them's going to get through. Have them put
force.
The other ones in,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
But the main thing is, I mean, I think there's a pre-order available for the AI book as well, something to consider there. Now, Walnut Dograss.
Yes.
Is there any new business?
Yes. Thank you for asking.
What to do?
Dragon's Kitten, who has took the time to apply for the position of boat with our company.
Boat?
As you know, we don't need a boat. We have a spaceship. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Space boat.
Wait, is it space?
La la la.
It seems to be.
I don't know. Maybe.
Isn't it?
It seems like it. I think there's a reasonable interpretation to be made. Now, Prince Blitzen, how are things at the hut?
Hey!
Class change.
Oh, no chili. We're out.
There's no chili here. Yeah. Oh, things are great at the old hut.
Yeah, Q1.
Yeah. Whoever won last week, 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago,
right?
Yes,
we didn't do it last week.
Ago.
We didn't do it at the show, and then I was at GDC the week before. So yeah, it's been a while.
I did it for you, actually.
Whoever you were,
great impression.
She did
you?
Great
no one tweeted
too.
Me about it. Yeah. Like when Elisa did it. So.
Wow.
I blame the audience. Not me.
That's who I did.
Okay. But whoever you were, you're dead to me forever. This week's new favorite person, I think it's the same person. It's been a month.
I'm pretty sure.
The Action Economist. Hey, welcome to the hut. Glad to have you.
Great
you're
hut.
Already late for your first
Everybody's
shift.
Everybody's family.
You will get one of these great, delightful menus, special, sent to you.
What a menu.
Get it.
Got it.
Color it. Send it, tweet it to me, I will retweet it.
Has anyone done that yet?
You get, a couple people have actually.
Good, okay.
I will get you access to the Discord, as well as I'm making fancy nameplates that with Kiko, and I realize that we have a Glowforge.
Fancy, is that what he's fucking
Are
around
you
with?
Serious?
Yes, but the ones that I got don't work.
He's tuning up the
Yeah, so he's getting, he's helping me figure out which ones are better, but then once we have it, I'm gonna have a nice little running plaque. Everyone who's ever won will have their name on this giant running
nice.
Corporate wall. It'll be pretty funny. And then, also, anyone who donated...
Wait, there's more?
500 or more...
Bid.
Come on.
Will be entered into a little drawing
oh
at the end
God.
Of the season. And now we finally have it in-house. This is what you'll win. Your own little Percival, handmade.
Oh, by that moth.
By Scarlet
it's beautiful.
Moth, yes.
Well
who is
done,
awesome.
Moth.
I covet.
That,
yeah,
as well
answer.
As the case, can be yours.
For the low, low price.
For the low, low price. Yeah.
Just can't get those hard
Entry
places.
Of 500, yeah. Well, so it's going to be pretty cool. I'll put it in the box, too.
No, it's lovely.
It's pretty dope.
Ghostly, could you get me an iPad that has the questions on it. I think my laptop just ran out of battery.
There's a, look at that detail work on the back. Look at that little dragon head.
Are you talking to new Alyssa?
Yeah, new Alyssa.
Okay.
New Alyssa's
he's so focused.
He's so deep.
Look, so functional,
but
so focused with his job.
Now, that having been managed, established, yeah. expertly.
Yep.
Rosie Beast here.
What? I'm here.
I know that occasionally you gaze into the night sky.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Oh, what I'm doing the impression of you that you did of me during the episode where I wasn't here.
Like, you're hard to do an impression of.
Oh, thank you. Oh, great eternal void. What do I see when I gaze into you except the bleakness of our existence? I'm Chris Straub.
That's just me.
Yep, exactly. Anyway, this is for Ginge Inc. And I've named your constellation the Ginge Inc. Hole in honor of the black hole photograph.
Oh,
at the astrophysics revelation today. So, mwah, thank you so very much.
May we. Special. May we. Now,
great hole.
Mr. Hole. Draub.
It's like the Firaxis logo.
Have there been any emanations from the void?
You know, I was all ready for those voids emanation, you know, as I am. So psyched up. Had my catcher's mitt on and everything ready to go. But I forgot my papers. Or rather, they fell off the Coriander sky ship.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
So I lost them. But
that
I do.
Classic.
Thank you very much, GM Rocky. This is what I'm going to do for you. This one is flight.
Whoa.
I just need to get my gear. Oh, also, I do want to share the ones I was working on.
Do you have some other.
You're going to send them a custom drawing?
Gosh, that would be a good idea. Here's big mecha Coriander.
Wow. I was watching you draw that. It looks
stomping.
Really cool.
And then here's.
I like that perspective.
Here's a little flight pals. There you go.
Flight pals!
But no, you're going to get a piece of paper with this thing on it, not any of those.
So. Yeah. Now, and of course, for my own purpose, there would have been no Vizier in this episode were it not for the Action Economist.
Delicious.
Thank you so much. Now, Forcey,
yes.
You get the dice that we kicked out on the 20 before from Level Up. Thank you so much. And... Potato storms.
Yay, potato storms.
Yay, potato storms.
You get this crazy science here.
What?
As you may recall.
Is it the tiny box?
It is the tiny box.
Oh, the tiny.
With the custom metal dice.
I went to the Elderwood Academy booth at PAX East intending to buy one of these.
Yeah, and you
myself.
Can't buy them.
You
no,
can't
no,
buy them.
They're special. They actually make them just for the C team.
Messed up.
I want one real bad.
It's a Mazwar. Now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's cool as hell.
Now I want one.
Now yeah,
exactly.
I want one.
Exactly. Now I demand one. Now, here's what we need to know.
What?
Mavup.
Oh, it's got to be the Eye of Oblivion.
The Eye of Oblivion.
That's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What was that supposed to do, Jerry?
The Eye of Oblivion, it simply had to be a magic item of sufficient power. But I loved the idea that he was like, oh man, he's like a part of some fucking like wizard homeowner association or
yes,
something.
Yeah.
He's like coming out and trying to deal it up. But I love the idea because they're
neighborhood
always,
watch.
Exactly, but they're always saying like, you know, taste my power. And I like the idea that he'd what? Be like, taste the Eye of Oblivion and then Coriander would eat it.
Yeah,
he literally did.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I couldn't resist it. But no, the Eye of Oblivion has definitely moved the campaign in a spaceward direction. So get a load of this.
Okay.
Get a load of this flavor.
Let's see.
Ben J. Christensen 226.
Yeah.
Jerry, within whatever backstory you have in your head, is this group the first to be Team C, or was there a group before that?
Team B was Team C.
Yeah, we do know there were others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it possible any previous Team C is skulking around? It is possible. To be sure, we know that there was at least one other Team C stationed in the Drawn and Courtier.
Stuck there.
Exactly, right. But whether or not they still remain in the test market is one possibility.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the possibility that, because it's sort of established in the first season of the campaign that Omen had seen the party before as a young man,
mm-hmm.
And so thus spent many years trying to rebuild that with partial information. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that there's a sort of gangly doppelganger version of the party.
Assemblage, yeah.
Out there, it's like, he's blue, You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a blue guy, very small.
yeah, exactly. Woman, a lizard. Yeah,
it's like a kobold.
No, exactly.
Yeah, it's close, maybe.
No, but it's a literal gecko.
Yeah.
Wow, Jerry.
I think I got it. I think I did it. Let's see. Whisper Cloak, Ryan. Ooh.
Hi.
If Dinar hadn't been stopped by Rosie, where would he have gone?
I don't know. I think being in Waterdeep, he would have just wandered away. He was being a kid and wanted to get out.
Waterdeep?
If we were back at the Drawn and Courtier, he would have gone to the Tiamat cave. Yeah, he would have gone back to the Tiamat cave. I think that's where he would have retreated to.
Yeah, so he spent a lot of time. I mean, we sort of established that he'd spent a lot of time there. Spoopy de doopy. A question, what will it take for Coriander to reach her ultimate form? It's possible there's a form past this.
There's got to be some sort of Voltron.
Yeah, it's multiple horses. You each control your own horse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What if inside of the hold of this boat, if we unlock it somehow, that emerges just old, regular old, kind of rundown Coriander as we first found her.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was just plain old.
In a stable.
And just like.
No, in a giant glass tube, like Mother Brain. With like wires going into her.
Holy shit. And she's engaged in a perpetual nightmare.
Yeah.
Horse's nightmare.
A horse nightmare.
The nightmares of power the ship.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that just is what a nightmare is, a kind of horse, right?
Yeah, a stat block in
it's
the monster
brand,
wheel. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's just forever. It's just like almost biting an apple.
Oh my like, God,
so
Jerry?
Close. And it's like on the ski, it's like, so, Taurus Beastinger, I know you're familiar. Those look like new personalized dice for the players.
They are.
Care to show them off on sale to the public at some point. Generally speaking, all the stuff that we use on the show, the gifts are unique often, but most of the other stuff that we have on the show is typically available for purchase.
Yeah, those little dice are new.
Yes,
the big
for
ones,
sure.
The big ones aren't.
But the Shadow Chancellor is saying that we're working on some fun projects with Level Up Dice. That's quite true. More to come soon. There's a lot of AI stuff happening this year, still yet to come. Monkey House. Chris, can you share your sketches of the new Coriander form? We have seen them.
Oh, the newest form? I did not draw it like the ship.
Oh.
But I'm super interested to think about.
Well, yeah, please do.
What is this?
If you ever want to talk about it, I mean, I'd be more than happy just to collab.
Yeah, yeah.
Clavel.
Space shuttle.
Hit up my DeviantArt. Ibiboss.
SoundCloud.
Hey, question. What is the best way to start a D&D campaign with some friends that have never played D&D before? Ooh, I'm thinking of starting a club at school, but I'd rather keep it more personal and between my friends and I. Yeah, that's quite reasonable, especially if you're learning how. I'm thinking about starting off with the classic Lost Minds of Phandelver, for sure.
I was about to say, starter set's great.
For sure. Kind of going on for a long time here. Thanks for answering my question, and thanks for giving me so much joy in the year I've been listening and watching. Well, Ibiboss, it's our great pleasure to spend this time with you on Wednesdays. We love doing it. Does anybody want to kick out some science?
Yeah, I heard that the Acquisitions Inc. book that's coming out is actually great for new players.
Well, its purpose is to invite players and dungeon masters. Like, even the way the adventure is written, mm-hmm. You did the layout, but I mean, did you have a chance to actually, like, consume all the...
Yeah, I got the whole PDF.
Oh, yeah, of course. I forgot. It's like, you're a fan. So...
Whoops.
The way that it works, I think you'll probably agree, is that it's written to be inviting to the dungeon master.
Yes.
And it has like tips, especially for a first-time DM.
Yes.
It has tips for how to
get good.
Yeah, how to get good and how to cease being a scrub.
But ones that exist, Kate, maybe you know.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
If you're looking for classic D&D flavor, that starter set is really solid.
Yeah, it's actually quite good.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of luck actually on the DMs Guild, which is...
Oh, there's a lot of...
So much good shit in there. Like, look for good starter adventures, good one-shots if you're not sure you want to do a campaign just yet. But the most important thing to know is to just have fun. But also, like, don't sweat it, especially if you're a dungeon master. Like, just don't overthink it. Just go with what your players are feeling and make sure that they have a good time. And then it doesn't matter what adventure you run.
Exactly. And obviously there's a lot of great support coming in 6e.
Fuck you,
particularly
Jerry.
For...
Right. Jerry.
That's going to be good. Fuck. Yeah, maybe just hold off until 6E.
Oh yeah, my honestly. God. Yeah, maybe you should just email Mike Merles and tell him that Kate said
hold off until 6E. Just say, I'm not going to buy any more products until 6E.
Yeah, and if you're looking for...
It's like buying a phone. You know a new version's coming.
Next year.
Yeah.
Next year. Yeah, and also, be sure to catch Kate Welch's Game Juice.
Oh, my Game Juice. You want me to talk about Game Juice?
No, because I'm saying that she talks about nothing but 6E.
Oh, my God.
Beginning to end. Two solid hours of great 6E content for you.
This is how you know Jerry's never watched Game Juice.
All the spoilers.
Desk Jetter. Jerry, how much of Oak True Strike was inspired by Glory from Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Are there any other inspirations from that show that I've missed? Not specifically, although I definitely enjoy Buffy, and it's possible that I was pollinated somehow
one's Glory?
By those Weedonian spores.
Yeah, I didn't watch Buffy. Which one's Glory? I know the hot spike one. And the angel one.
What's Glory? Is it a...
I've never seen that show.
Like a vampire?
Demon. Oh my God, I'm sure that the chat's freaking out.
Like ghost?
No, I've watched
it. Sexy ghost?
It's a mean...
You're
yeah, I mean, basically, a mean demon. But the main thing is that... no, I specifically wanted... And that's why I chose like Ranger for the class and everything. I just tried to make a dark mirror of Walnut.
Like a Black Mirror?
Yeah, exactly. A Black Mirror episode. I don't know if you've seen it. Bandersnatch, coming soon.
Question. I have a question.
Like a sexy devil? Or
hashtag question.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Hashtag
like
question. Kate Welch.
Kate Welch. Love the show. First time commenter. When we get the Walnut Don Grass clone argument episode, is Amy going to play both Walnuts?
I'm completely prepared to argue against myself.
That's what I want to see so bad.
Yes! Three of us will take off.
Two stubborn nuts.
Just two Walnuts yelling at each other.
No, I think I already have, I think I know how this will shake out, depending on what the influence is for a moment, but as soon as that was said, I was like, yeah.
Dude, everybody's waiting for nut versus nut. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That hot nut on nut action.
Two nuts to
civil
one.
Nut.
You'll bust your nut. I don't know.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry.
God damn it, Amy.
I'm sorry.
Armoire. No.
No, two nuts enter.
Yeah, exactly. Two nuts enter. That's it. One nut leave.
Yeah.
Gordon Fearman.
Two girls, one nut.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll take it from here.
That's almost PG-13, honestly.
Yeah. Jerry, these days?
These days? Just one nut?
Yeah, exactly. Jerry, how do you think your DMing style has changed since starting the C-Team?
Kissy sounds.
Yeah,
a lot more
lip squeaks these days. I think that since from the beginning to now, I've tried to make the game far more reactive. It's really 100% about player's intention and like what they want to do. I still have to surprise them with things, but I want to surprise them with things that are the culmination or the result of their actions. Will the team go back for any belongings left in that ostentatious cart, or is that cart better left forgotten?
No, I wanted to make a point of that, actually, during the thing.
Yeah, where is it?
I was like, oh, I want to go back. I left some stuff in there.
It's probably in the belly of the beast.
Yeah, maybe it's our ship's quarters.
Oh, I thought it maybe had fallen off.
I think it just fell off somewhere.
Yeah. I bet Jerry could tell us. Jerry, where is it?
I bet it's stuck in her.
We will play
Dungeons
and Dragons next week.
Okay.
And you'll see it. But no, that's a perfectly reasonable thing to figure out. Matt Will Jackson, question. In the ACK Inc. book on sale June 19th, how do franchise roles?
How do franchise roles?
How do they?
It's 18th, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, it's
June
18th.
18th. Okay.
Matt Will Jackson, it pleases me to tell you that for your enjoyment, we have decided to release it one day early.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your question.
You asked
not
for
answer
it.
The question.
Because you, okay. On sale June 18th, how do franchise roles fit mechanically into the game? Are they classes, background options, their own thing? Alyssa's gone, so you can basically answer anything, right? That's where you're wrong. She's Skyped
here.
Into a television, and I know that she could, it'd be like a show up from the sun.
Of this.
Like it's one of those hot things.
Up, like the
Chris, what do they call those?
In the dice box?
Like the watchful.
You're going to put your camera in there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, here. So, but Alyssa will like this. This is the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah, whoops. Yeah.
Right?
She's like big brother.
Yeah, she's just watching us. Yeah.
Just seeing.
Here, Chris, what do they call those lashing whips of heat from the sun?
Like a solar flare.
Solar flare.
Yeah.
Ah! God, she's so close now. She's looking so close.
She got right in there.
But there would be like a solar flare from Sydney to here, and I would be incinerated.
God, she's on mute. At least we don't have to hear her snorfling.
Okay. I just filter it out with my own mind.
But it's like this. They're sort of like they're essentially a type of, they're not classes, they're not full classes, because you can combine those jobs with any class. But their main purpose is they're sort of like super backgrounds, because they're backgrounds that have their own levels and abilities associated with them that grow with the character. Star Boots. Hey, you all need to know that ever since I saw that amazing ACK Inc. D&D book promo while I was at East, I've had Jerry singing, "You can do what you want to do."
You can do what you want to do.
Wow!
basically nonstop, so thank you for that. Thank you. Now, that was not supposed to be in there. I recorded the first part. Body, one you put there.
Yeah.
Buy my book.
But yeah, you sat down at the mic to record that one line.
No,
you're just singing in living color a little bit.
No, I was just like singing and having fun with it, which is always a problem.
Yeah.
But I was, imagine my surprise when I saw that he had incorporated things that I had never intended to be a part of the product.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. It all goes in.
But no, that's the part that everyone mentions. So I guess it turned out okay. Shadow Council, may our labors please you. Big, big thanks to Ghostly Clockwork, or as we call him, New Alyssa.
Better Alyssa.
Competent Alyssa.
Alyssa better. Supreme.
Better show.
Better show. Thank you so much for coming through. I hope you've enjoyed spending this time with us. But of course, we're going to be right back at it next week, same time. We'll see you then.